Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Kim Cho?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right.
There you go. Have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No, I have not.
And I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. Can I ask you, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you spray
Thank
Roundup
you.
physically yourself?
Yeah, I had the residential use it in all the spray bottle.
How many years would you say you've used it in your lifetime?
That again?
How many years would you say you've used it in your lifetime?
Say five.
About five times in your lifetime?
Oh, how many? I thought you said years.
Yeah, so how many times in your lifetime would you say? If you had to estimate, I know that's kind of hard. If you had to estimate.
I use it twice a month, and I was using it 5 years.
Gotcha. Okay. And now let me ask you, do you have your medical records?
That again?
Do you have your medical records?
I don't have them physically, but the doctor have done everything. I mean, they have all my records
Gotcha. So
on place.
you know for sure that the doctors have your records.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And how old were you when you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
How old?
Yes, sir.
24.
24. And what year were you diagnosed?
You're cutting out every other word.
Can you hear me now? Someone else said that earlier. I don't know if it's what's going on with this thing.
Yeah, you got a little clearer on me.
Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My phone is getting bad connections as well. Go
I
ahead,
think
sorry.
I think it might be me. Someone else said that to me earlier. I gotta figure out what's going on my end. I'm not too sure. What year were you diagnosed? When were you actually diagnosed?
February 18 of 21.
Oh, so that's just recently.
Not
Wow.
that long ago.
Yeah. Wow. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or got any legal representation?
Oh, no, I have not. No.
Okay, thank you. And have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
So in 2021, you have the initial diagnosis. Did it ever go into remission at one point and then it came back, or it was just the one diagnosis in 2021, and then there was never a diagnosis, of it again.
Well, I wanted to go on treatment and stuff. We're remission about 2 years now.
Oh, so you've been in remission for about 2 years.
Well, since December of 23, so yeah,
Congratulations.
remission 2 years. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Could I go ahead and get the property address that you actually sprayed the Roundup?
That'll be 1917 West Garden Street, Peoria, Illinois, 61605.
Is this your current property address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know of any other colleagues, neighbors, or friends who sprayed Roundup as well?
No, I do not.
Nope.
I actually don't have they tearing up down every house around here. Seems like they're tearing one down as I'm talking to you
Why is
up
that?
the street. I don't know. A lot of them get abandoned. People steal a lot of stuff out of there. Nobody wants to buy them. They just sit, and I don't know the reasoning, but I wish they stopped.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, at least you got your home and you're safe. So, no, that's good.
Yeah, right.
That's good. All righty. And now the phone you're on, it is a cell phone, correct? Or is it a
Yeah.
landline? Okay. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
No, I took, they tested me for all that and all that came back negative.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. And did you ever have any chemo for any other cancer other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, sir.
And did you ever have a organ transplant? Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
And is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then you spell your name Kimontrell, correct? First name.
Yes.
Last name Franklin Williams, Franklin dash Williams.
Correct.
Perfect. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Could you go ahead and confirm your marital status?
Single.
Single. Could you go ahead and confirm your date of birth?
2/14/96.
2/14/96. And now for your social.
Say that again.
For the social.
What do you need my social for?
So we
I
need the
don't.
so. Yep, no worries. Yeah, we need the social. The law firm, they need the social in order to be able to pull medical records, HIPAA, you know, release forms, things like that. Now, me personally, you know, they want us, you know, to get social. We do need, at least for me, I would need the last four. Now, when you talk to the law firm and you talk to attorneys, they will need the whole thing in order to actually be able to get those records for you.
Okay, 6/7/42.
6742. Thank you. And now, how did you first learn about your connection between, you know, the Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Wait, like, well, how did I find out about it?
Right.
Well, I did, I was having the symptoms rather, like lightheaded, nausea, swelling in my right neck. And then that's when I made a doctor's appointment. That was probably a first start of experience symptoms, probably December 2018. And then I got the tested probably of, I think it was February 9th. I got a test done. And then I was diagnosed on the 18th,
Gotcha.
2021, that is. So,
So you're kind of first aware, kind of 2019, 2018, when you got the test done.
yeah.
Gotcha.
I started using it 2015. I said it's, yeah, about 5 years I was using that stuff. And right around the December of 20, going in 21, I got tested for it after experiencing those symptoms, loss of appetite, and had the swelling in my neck. That's, and I set an appointment, and they just start doing a lot of different tests and blood work and stuff.
Gotcha. Can I ask you, how tall are you?
5'8".
5'8". And how much do you weigh?
Last time I got weighed, I would say 150.
50. And what's the best email address for you?
The letter K, the number 9, Williams, Williams, 96 at Gmail.
Thank you. And now this phone number, 309-216-3661. Best phone number for you?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And now you said you used it about 2 times a month, so about 24 times a year.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you said you started in 2015, right?
Yep.
Okay.
April of 2015.
Gotcha. So you did spray Roundup one full year prior to being diagnosed. And then when would you say you stopped spraying Roundup?
When did I stop? I would say September.
September. 2020, you stopped?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you use any protective gear when you, you know, applied Roundup? Gloves, mask?
I use the, I mean, I always like to put stuff on my hands, some type of gloves or something. But I mean, I only had a spray bottle. I mean, I just followed directions.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, I didn't know anything of it. I mean, I used just simple 3 gallon, the concentrated, and I mean, good stuff, I tell you, but
worked well. Gotcha. And then you said you used the concentrate.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And your property, was it near a water well? Did you get your water from a water well?
No, I'm not near a water.
No water well. Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, Agent Orange or benzene?
No, sir.
Nope. And would you say it's accurate? You were exposed to roughly Roundup 120 times in your lifetime, if you did, you know, 24 times a year time for 5 years?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And where would you typically buy the Roundup? Would it be like Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Depot. Do you have any receipts or any extra bottles laying around?
I doubt I have any bottles. I maybe can find some receipts because I'm pretty usually good at that. I know what store I always bought it from, though.
Okay.
I always go to the same Home Depot.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Say that again?
Have you ever smoked?
Oh, no, I'm not a drug user at all.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yeah, I work.
Currently employed. And who's your current employer?
Avenge. Auto dealer. It's an auto dealership.
Dealer. And do you have address?
I don't know their address off the top of my head. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. And that was Advance Auto Dealer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Advantage.
Advantage. Gotcha.
Main Street.
Is it in Peoria?
Sir. 814 Main Street.
814 West Main Street. Just found it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And would you what would you say your current job title is? Sales?
Say that again?
Your current job title?
Yeah, salesman.
Sales. Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of treatments or surgeries?
No.
No?
I wasn't even working here at the time.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Have you ever been in the military?
No, sir.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability workers' comp?
Nope.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir.
Now, other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, sir.
Okay. And can I go ahead and get the hospital that diagnosed you?
The address, you want the address, phone number?
Yes, the address.
Methodist, Carl Health Methodist Hospital.
That's at the 221 Northeast Glen Oak Avenue in Peoria.
Yep. 61636, I believe there is.
Is this the same hospital that did all the treatments as well, or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you remember your physician's name?
Dr. Paul Fishkin. I think I'm saying it right.
Fisham?
F-I-S-H-K-I-N. I don't know how to pronounce Fishkin.
Gotcha.
And there was also another doctor there that I dealt with as well.
Okay.
Dr. John McAllister.
Dr. McAllister. Thank you for that. And now, how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
What do you mean? What type of question is that?
I mean, I know it's impacted it, you know, quite a bit, right? You couldn't work and everything. Something that, you know, they just kind of want to know, you know, kind of what happened after, you know, you were diagnosed with it and things like that.
Definitely a mental thing. You have to be mentally strong dealing with stuff like this. I mean, you just go from everyday normal stuff to, you know, having to switch things up and watch out for stuff. I mean, it's definitely stressful, I tell you that. Wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Man. Sorry that, you know, that it happened to you. It's sad, you know, and I think it's crazy that they still sell, you know, Roundup, you know, every day, right? I think with everything going on.
I mean, if you ask me, life is just a scam in a way. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's not good for us. They you know, it sells a lot, you know, just, mm-hmm. you know, look at just something so simple, fireworks, you know, fireworks have been illegal for years and there they, you know, you'll go drive down the street and see a tent set up on the road selling fireworks, but you know, you buy it and you know, you get caught lightning or something, you know, they want to write you a fine. For
right.
It. You know,
right.
That's pretty stupid, man. You know, but it's just how life is, I guess.
Yep. Yep. Just got to roll with the punches.
Yep.
Can I ask you, what date did you ever get treated for chemo, or if you had a stem cell transplant or radiation or surgery, what day, if you had it, you know, one day, I know there's multiple days, if, you know, if you had one date, you know, give me.
What are you asking?
What date did you get treatment for chemo or your radiation or surgery?
What are you asking?
So I need, what date did you get treated? So what date did you go into the Carl Health Methodist Hospital, and what date did they do chemotherapy on you, or what date did they do radiation on you?
February 28th.
February 28th.
Of 21.
21.
They gave me the pills, immunotherapy, like to boost my immune or whatever.
Gotcha.
Already comes to pills, and I had to do the 3 cycles of chemotherapy. It's like a 6 month
wow.
gap each. So, yeah.
Wow. And now you said earlier your current property address, right, is the 1917 West Garden Street, Peoria, Illinois 61605 as well.
Yep.
Gotcha. Now, we are just about done here. I do request a emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
It'll be mother.
Mother, okay. And her name?
Kim Franklin.
And then her phone number.
309. Make sure I always get the first three. 998, I think. Nobody never dial numbers anymore.
Right, exactly.
901-309-981. 2925.
Alrighty. I do just want to go ahead and verify addresses and spelling here really quick. That way, when I send this up to the law firm, everything is as accurate as possible. I do want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. You were diagnosed 2/18/2021. You were 24 years old when you were diagnosed. You sprayed Roundup for about 5 years. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
So stage one.
Now, you sprayed at the 1917 West Garden Street in Peoria, Illinois, which is also your current property address. You were never diagnosed with, you know, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, anything like that. You spell your name K-I-M-O-N-T-R-E-L-L, last name Franklin Williams, Franklin-Williams, Williams. You are a male. You are single. Your date of birth is 2/14/96. The last four of your social is 6742. Your email address is k9williams96@gmail.com. You started to spray Roundup in 2015. You stopped 2020. You roughly sprayed it about 24 times a year. You sprayed it in Illinois. You sprayed it directly about 120 times of total exposure in your lifetime. You were never exposed to Agent Orange or anything like that. And then you got, you typically got your Roundup at the Home Depot. And then we do have Dr. Paul Fishkin and then also Dr. McAllister at the Carl Health Methodist Hospital at the 221. Northeast Glen Oak Avenue in Peoria, Illinois, 61636. They did the treatment and the diagnosis. And then we also have your mother here, Kim, 309-981-2925. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
With who?
With DocuSign?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to send you over a DocuSign now. You should have just received it. It should say Harold King, Mass Tort Strategies, DocuSign. Let me know once you get that.
Is it a text or email?
It'll go to both. It'll go to both.
I haven't got anything yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it yet. Give me 1 second. Did you get it now?
Yep.
Perfect. And then let me get you over the this is Harold King. Save me in your phone. And so the law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Firm. They're out of Texas. I'm going to send you their phone number and everything like that. That way you have it. And so how this is going to work, once I get these documents back, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, basically make sure everything fits inside the criteria. And now once that happens, they'll then give you a call. Now this call that they're going to give you can be as quick as 3 days. So it'll be as quick as, Wednesday, Thursday, or it could be as long as 2 weeks from now. But once they call you, and I sent you the number that they're going to call you from, that 909 number. Once they call you, they're basically going to verify that you still want to do this. They're going to verify, all the information that I sent over is correct. And then at that moment, once you actually speak to the law firm, you speak to the attorney, they will then be able to represent you and actually request those medical records from the hospital and basically get to work for you, okay?
All right.
So yeah, I just got them back. I appreciate that. I'm gonna go ahead and get them sent over right now. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, sir.
All righty. If you do, you have my information. That 949 number is my direct line, so please save me in your phone just in case I need anything from you, throughout the week, or if I try to get in contact with you to get you over to the law firm. Just so you know, it's me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, I do appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too, man.
Thank you.